Hello, Kristen here. Before we get into this episode, I wanted to tell you that the antidote is a thing that's happening. It's a series of monthly gatherings that will help you return to your body and your being over and over again in the face of, 2024, election insanity, climate change, global wars, your own personal stuff, other stuff. It's crazy out there. And it's easy to abandon yourself and freak out. The antidote is for bringing you home to yourself so that you can be safe in your being even when the world outside of you feels objectively unsafe. And because everybody's marketing at you and there's no reason for you to believe me, you can head to jointheantidote.com to grab a free recording of the first session that happened this week. So you can feel it instead of thinking about it to see if it's a good match for you. That is jointheantidote.com. Scroll all the way down and you will see a place to pop your email address in and grab the recording. Hello, and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said called How to Sell a Bare Bones Reference Guide. I've been working with a bunch of people one-on-one with my dominatrixing, and I've noticed a couple of trends. And so I want to tell you a couple of things I've noticed about selling that are incredibly important, but that are also incredibly simple. And I wanted to share them. And then I want to tell you a story about the bill that I owe this Wednesday, and we'll go from there. So first, the things that I help people do, especially on their initial coaching call with me, is to make a simple goal that will move the needle forward in some way. And typically, if you have a business, the way you move the needle forward is with income. So people will have Instagram goals or email goals or Facebook reach goals or algorithm goals what is a goal that moves the needle forward? What is the booking rate or the buy rate that moves your business forward? And what is it that you need to attain? So in the case of someone that I just worked with, it was, okay, I need to book 5 of these packages and 3 of these packages, and I will have my best month ever. And if I need to sell 8 packages, that means 2 packages a week. I need to sell 2 packages a week. That is a simple goal that will move the needle. And that's something that you have control over versus like, I'm going to get me a bunch of Instagram followers. Like, who knows if that will eventually convert to sales or not? And there are all sorts of classes you can take about that. But if you're getting a steady stream of inquiries, you're simply working on, okay, I'm going to move this package to these people, this package to these people, and I'm going to move the needle forward quite simply. In my world, Steer Your Ship is coming up, which is my 6-month program to work with me in person. We do a 4-day retreat and then a 1-day retreat with coaching in between in a group environment and one-on-one. And you get all of the support for 6 months. And we do it from October when we kind of go underground until we come back out in April and finish. It's sort of the cycle of the year. So my goal when I open Steer Your Ship in a few weeks is obviously to fill a few seats right away. And that moves the needle, because that way I can track income for a long time in advance, because the payment plan is over 9 months. So anything that allows me to see my income more than a month out is super helpful, which is my second point, that knowing your income more than a week out is relaxing as fuck. To be like, here is my little tiny spreadsheet of everything that I sell, of all my expenses. This is what's coming in. And I can do that right up until, right now I have it just until July. And then I'll add on August and September so that just for a few months out, I can see this is what's coming in, this is what's going out, this is what would happen if this went in, I'm going to try and move more of these. And it's not a big deal, because as soon as I can see that I've hit my number that I need to make in order to not starve, then everything else is play. And if you can begin to make a habit of, okay, I'm going to update everything that I have with this is what's coming in, this is what's going out, this is what I'm going to pay myself, and everything else is this really, really, really lovely game of what will move, what won't, what will sell, what won't, what can I play with, what can I make, what is interesting to do here. And that's a luxury that I have from being in business for 9 years, is that, yes, there's this steady element, and then there's also this experimental element. And so I can experiment with some things, and I have these steady things that I know that I sell and I move, and they're lovely and they're wonderful, and I know exactly how much energy they take up. And that allows me to see my income for a fairly long way out, which is really, 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 really nice. And so if you're like, I can't possibly see for a few months out, okay, can you see for a few weeks out? And if you're like, I can't see for a few weeks out, can you see for next week? Okay, I have this many appointments, I have this many sessions, I have this many products, I have this many openings, and can you focus on, okay, I need to fill 3 of those, I need to fill 4 of those, I need to move 10 of those. Can you make a simple, honest number that helps you move the needle forward on your sales? And speaking of honest numbers, do you know yours? Do you know, like, what is the number that allows you to survive on ramen? And what is the number that allows you to sort of live it up? What are your expenses? What is your income? Because that number is super important. And if you don't know, or the answer is always more, the internal stress combustion engine is going to be firing on all cylinders. Like, it's just going to be out of control. You're going to be like, oh God, I don't know. There'll be such a drama about it. And really, it's just this very simple, what are your expenses? Which means you have to bring in what in order to pay and feed yourself and pay your taxes and do all of those things, which means you have to sell how many of what? Okay, now go sell that thing. If you can make it that simple, and it's not easy, I didn't say that, but if you can make it that simple, you're going to be able to move a lot more, and your energy is going to be able to flow a lot more easily, because you're not in this panic of, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to focus on, I don't know who to care about, I don't know who to contact. Okay, are you regularly reaching out to people and offering them the thing that you need to move the most every single day? And then are you moving that thing that you need to move according to your very simple goal? See how, like, and the breath comes down. And it's not as difficult as it has to be. So can you know your income a bit out? Can you take a look at your numbers and know what you need to make? Can you have simple goals that move the needle? And social media is not moving the needle. Moving product is moving the needle when it comes to business. And then with sales, the goal, the trick, the hard part, the tricky part is to repeat yourself whenever possible. Because just because you said something once somewhere doesn't mean that everybody saw it. And even if they saw it, that doesn't mean that they bought it. And even if they saw it twice or 3 times or 4 times, if they didn't have a deadline, they didn't necessarily act. So updating and repeating your schedule, update and repeating your actions and what you're working on is both really annoying, because some of us don't like to repeat ourselves ever for any reason, not that I know anything about that, and really vital to the health of your business and your life and your vitality. So wherever possible, repeat yourself and annoy yourself with the repeating. And at the point where you're like, I can't talk about it one more time, you've probably talked about it enough that people perhaps know that maybe you have something for sale. Which is really frustrating. And I get it. So for me right now, the repeating myself is with breath work. The breath work is a 3-part meditation that is like part time travel, part ritual, part meditation, part physical activity, that's just sort of wrapped into this package of mystery and wonder and delight. And it does things in your body and in your life if you let it. And you should go to breathehealrepeat.com and download the free breathwork. And if that's cool and you like it, then there are 2 classes available to you. One of them is Receive, which is all about receiving more and with more delight, and just receiving the life you already have, which is very difficult. And the other one is called All the Joy, which is breathwork specifically for depression, people with depression, and people that are feeling all the feels, but in particular, sort of the sadness, despair, apathy feels, for helping to move that along in some sort of fashion. So breathwork, this is me repeating myself. Go check it out. It's fucking amazing. BreatheHealRepeat.com. It's free. And don't do that thing where you're like, well, it's a crappy because it's free. Because no, this is not a 4-page report that I conjured out of my ass and then made really pretty to be a fucking content upgrade, which I don't fucking do. This is an amazing full breathwork session that I want you to have, and I want you to do, and then I want you to keep going. Because a breathwork practice will change your whole fucking life. And I didn't say I would change your whole fucking life. I said a breathwork practice will change your whole fucking life. So if I don't resonate with you as a teacher, go find someone who does. That's totally fine and wonderful and great. But go and do breathwork, because it's simply stunning. It's stunning to be part of your humanity. It's stunning to bring you back in touch with your interior continent. And it's stunning to see what you can experience when you can move your brain out of the way for just a moment and connect with the wisdom of your body. Finally, when you're selling, you can invite people to join you. There is no rule that says that the thing that you have for sale, you have to announce on every social media network 50 times a day. You can simply say, you know who I would like to have come to this? I would like this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, and this person. Okay? I have 3 spots. I'm going to invite 7 people, and there we go. It's entirely possible to sell a thing or to sell out of a thing without ever posting it anywhere on the interwebs. That's weird and shocking and surprising and strange, and yet it's true. So I did a class called Into the Mystic, which was 8 weeks of breathwork and one-on-one coaching for my peeps, the people that have either finished Stereoship or finished dominatrixing. So it was literally invite only. It wasn't any of that like inner circle bullshit that you could pay to join and whatever. Like, you had to have worked with me before, so I knew you. And then I sent 27 emails, and then 8 people signed up. And that was that. That was the program. That was the course. It was never open to the general public. It was never something that everyone could participate in. You're allowed to make things that are by invite only, and you're allowed to not have to announce them everywhere in order for them to count. And the number of people that are like, am I allowed to do that? Yes, I'm saying specifically, invite people to join you. You're allowed to do that. One of my very favorite humans lives in Dallas, and her business is run entirely by just, okay, I'm going to book everyone that I booked last year, this year. Okay, cool. And then I'm going to get a few inquiries. I'm going to write back to those people. Fantastic. And if anybody else is interested, I have like 2 spots for the year. So she has an entire photography business that she runs without updating anything on the online. And she's booked out completely for the year, because she's really, really, really good at that back end, like email and text and phone and one-on-one. And so it doesn't necessarily translate to sending out a big, massive email to hundreds or to thousands of people. And that's okay. It's okay to sell that way. If you're good at selling that way, fantastic. Sell that way. Invite people to join you and to play with you. And the number of people I have at this moment that are like, I think I want to hold a workshop maybe. And then we make it up. We figure out, okay, we're going to do this, and it's going to be at this time, at this date. It's going to cost this much. There are this many spots. And how many people do you want to have? Great. Can you invite twice that number? Fantastic. Okay. And then we're going to fill it. Done. It's happened. So it goes from being 1 week, it's like it didn't happen. It doesn't exist. It's just in the ether. And then it gets a date on the calendar and a time and a buy button. And then it's sold out. That literally happened to me 2 weeks ago with a client, and it's going to happen again. We just started that same thing with a different client today. I say this not to brag, but to say, like, you're allowed to make things up. You're allowed to make tiny events with workshops that are incredibly intimate, and you're allowed to invite those people to join you without making a big deal about it anywhere at all, but in particular on social media. And it's beautiful when you do it, because the intimacy of something that is like, oh, well, what do you mean nobody else can have it? Like, I didn't send this out to thousands of people. This was 27 emails. There we go. You're one of them. It's okay to do that. And it's really fun to do that. So if there's something in you that's like, oh, I want to make a thing. I want to make a thing for like 4 people. And okay, go do the thing and invite 8 people and see if you can't get 4 of them to come along. Whether that's something that is big and huge, like a trip to Paris, whether that's something that's like 3-hour workshop in your home, It doesn't matter what the size or the scope of it is. What matters is, can you make it? Can you put some boundaries around it so that it has a date and time and a price? And then can you invite people to join you? That's all you have to do. It does not have to be a big deal to sell, and it doesn't have to have an 8,000 page email with bells and whistles and parallax shit, things flying in and out, and 84 testimonials. And that can be great, but that is not always necessary. And if that's what's holding you back, it can stop holding you back. Just write some emails and be you while you do it. Finally, if you think you suck at selling, and this is the last story, I promise you are not as bad as this story. I promise, you just can't be. It's physically not possible for you to be as bad at sales as this particular moment. So here we go. On Thursday, it is now Tuesday, because I did a recording for you of this beautiful interview, and then the recording itself shit the bed. So that's in Team Bear land. Bear has to figure out the audio, so it'll be for next week. You'll get to meet my lovely Amy Derbys at AlignNewYork.com. She's magnificent. Okay, so this Thursday was a bit of a rough day. And by a bit of a rough day, I mean that when I woke up in the morning, I had a Hermione D. Granger, the D stands for danger, dog, pet. And within a few hours, she had had a massive heart failure due to acute pneumonia that the doctors didn't catch on Tuesday. It was Thursday. And she had passed away. So she was hooked up to all sorts of equipment, and Bear and I were there, and it was terrible. And then they let us go into a private room to be with her for as long as we wanted, because it was completely unexpected and just devastating. And so we're kind of like vaguely together, like you're sort of outside of time. You have no idea what time it is. You're vaguely aware that life is going to continue, but it's the worst day ever. And a woman who works behind the reception comes up to Bear and she says, okay, well, did you want to handle the bill now or when you pick up the ashes on Wednesday? It's $820.73. If it was legal to just punch people in the face, that's the first time I would have ever used that particular law in my favor. Because there is, like, send a bill. We will pay the bill. There is no need at this moment when you are standing literally on the cusp of life and death, there is no need to talk about the credit card settlement right now. It's just not necessary. And so if you are not literally physically standing at the brink of life and death talking about running a credit card, you are doing sales better than this individual. And I want you to be horrified, because I want you to know how far the spectrum goes toward horror in order to understand how not horrific you are. So that when you on Instagram say, like, I have a thing for sale, that is not horrific. That is what you do because you have a business and because you need to move your needle forward, and the needle moves with cash most of the time. That if you have a nonprofit and you're saying again that you're doing a fundraising event for X, and okay, great, that's not horrific. That's what needs to be done to move the needle forward. I can guarantee that you're not standing on the brink of life and death being incredibly insensitive about it on the worst day, just the worst day. So if you can establish that that is on the spectrum of no, like all the way to no, you're probably way all the way on the other side, where you hardly talk about what you offer. You aren't making consistent references to what you're making. You might have really complicated goals. You might have no goals. You might not know your numbers. You might not know your income more than a week out. You can begin to move toward, like, it's okay to have a thing, make a thing, sell a thing, and let people know that you're selling the thing. That's perfectly fine. So can you have simple goals that move the needle? Can you take an honest look at your numbers by knowing your expenses and your income? And let that not be a big deal. Let that be like a 10-minute thing, and get a roundabout number, so that instead of being like, I have to make $873, okay, just call it $925. Call it 925 and stick to that, and then you know that you're taken care of. Because if you get lost in that $2.30, like, hopefully your business is never hanging on by $2.30. So just round up your expenses and you're good to go. And then you can get to a place where you're like, I am repeating myself. Yes, and it's okay. I'm going to survive. I'm going to be fine here with repeating myself. And then you can make up things and invite people to join you. You can respond to them individually if you'd like. And you can be really clear about, this is my goal. These are my numbers. This is what I'm working toward. And I'm not standing on the brink of life and death being an insensitive asshole. I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to take up space. I'm allowed to have goals. I'm allowed to sell things because I have a business. And in the process, I'm allowed to bring my gifts to the world. So may you find the time to make simple goals that move the needle. May you also find the time to know your numbers in a not overwhelming, not stressful, completely straightforward way. May you experience the gift of knowing your income at further and further stretches out. May you learn to hate repeating yourself just a little bit less. And may you find the courage and the fortitude and the joy and the delight in inviting people to join you at whatever you're doing and whatever you're making. And when you're standing on the brink of life and death, may no one approach you with a credit card bill. Thank you so much for listening. Next week, you will get to hear from the lovely and beautiful Aimee of Align New York, who is a healer who personally takes care of me. We're working on our thyroid problem together. It's her problem too, because she has to deal with it with me. Thank you so much for listening. Again, breathehealrepeat.com if you want to give breathwork a try. And you should. And if you've got any questions, I am k@kristenkelp.com, or just hit the contact form at kristenkelp.com. Thank you, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. One more time, The Antidote is a series of monthly gatherings to help you come back to your body, your being, and your breath when it's most likely that you'll self-abandon. The antidote is the antidote to trying to do everything all alone, all by yourself, while you grow more stressed and you're generally freaking out and telling everyone you're fine, while quietly or not so quietly scream sobbing in a private place between tasks. Let's not do that. Let's try something different. This is a really simple format, one gathering a month, on the first Tuesday of the month until the 2024 election. So we're practicing the skills that we will need in November now. And we're getting really comfortable with body, breath, and being now. And that's available to you at jointheantidote.com. There's a free recording. You can sign up. You can get more details. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.